Hello and welcome to today's news podcast powered by China Daily. I am Anastasia Karanja and I'll be your host for today's episode where we dive into the latest economic developments, global partnerships and technological advancements shaping our world. We have an exciting lineup of stories that offer insights into China's economic momentum, space exploration and regional partnerships in Southeast Asia. Our top story today comes from China, where economic momentum gained traction during the first 2 months of the year. With better-than-expected performance in both supply and demand, analysts are optimistic about the country's growth prospects for 2024. Despite challenges such as weakness in the property sector, structural constraints, China's solid economic fundamentals and effective policy measures are expected to drive robust growth. Figures released by the National Bureau of Statistics show that China's industrial output and fixed asset investment exceeded expectations in January and February. While retail sales growth slowed slightly, overall economic activity remained strong, laying a solid foundation for continued growth in the coming months. Analysts anticipate further consolidation of China's economic recovery, supported by macroeconomic policy adjustments and improvements in domestic demand. However, challenges remain, particularly in the property sector, where investment fell by 9% year-on-year in the first 2 months of 2024. Weak credit demand and sluggish bank lending to households underscore the need for further policy easing, the structural reforms to stimulate growth. Despite these challenges, analysts remain confident that China will achieve its annual growth target of around 5%, driven by technological innovation, reform, and opening up. Lian Qiao, Dean of Peking University, Guanghua School of Management, told China Daily that the country is an undeniable candidate to make a growth miracle, in contrast to some speculation that the country's economic development has peaked. Lian said that such speculation stems from a pessimistic estimate of China's TFP growth. The TFP is an issue of productive efficiency, measuring how much output can be produced from a certain amount of aggregate inputs. Official data show that China's manufacturing output accounts for around 27% of its GDP, whereas in the US it stands at about 11%. Therefore, Lian said China should be able to maintain an economic growth rate of around 5% in the coming years if it can bring its annual TFP growth from the current level of about 1.8% to a level of above 2% by boosting technological innovation, deepening reform and opening up, and developing new quality productive forces. In an earlier interview with China Daily, Stephen Barnett, senior resident representative of the International Monetary Fund in China, also recommended that China should carry out more reforms to give the market a more decisive role in order to lift long-term growth prospects. Looking at this year, Liu expressed confidence that China will hit its annual economic growth target of about 5%, anticipating that China's first quarter growth rate may come in at around 4.5%. The National Bureau of Statistics said on Monday that China's economic recovery gained further momentum in the first 2 months of 2024 as industrial output, fixed asset investment, and export growth accelerated, though retail sales slowed. In other news, the Bank of Japan has announced its first rate hike in 17 years, signaling a major shift away from the long-running monetary easing that Japan has seen over the past decade. With Japan's economy showing signs of improvement and wage growth on the rise, the BOJ's decision to end its negative interest rate policy reflects growing confidence in Japan's economic prospects. Despite the policy change, interest rates are expected to remain low for the foreseeable future as the BOJ continues to support the economy through assets purchases. On top of returning to positive rates, the BOJ also decided to scrap its yield curve control policy under which the central bank bought large quantities of Japanese government bonds to keep long-term interest rates at around 0% to maintain accommodative financial conditions. Meanwhile, to prevent a rapid increase in interest rates, the BOJ pledged to continue to purchase Japanese government bonds as necessary, underscoring the continuing weakness in the economy as household consumption has remained sluggish. The central bank introduced negative rates and yield curve control in 2016, which had been a symbol of the BOJ's more than decade-long ultra-loose monetary stimulus. The monetary easing framework, which involved the negative rate and yield curve control program, has fulfilled its role, the BOJ said. And in space exploration news, SpaceX is building a network of spy satellites under a classified contract with a U.S. intelligence agency. The network, valued at $1.8 billion, will consist of hundreds of satellites equipped with Earth imaging capabilities, enabling the U.S. government and the military to quickly spot potential targets almost anywhere on the globe. The contract underscores SpaceX's growing role in national security initiatives and highlights the company's deepening ties with the U.S. intelligence agencies. The plans show the extent of SpaceX's involvement in U.S. intelligence and military projects and illustrate a deeper Pentagon investment in VAST, low Earth orbiting satellite systems aimed at supporting ground forces. If successful, the sources said, the program would significantly advance the ability of the U.S. government and military to quickly spot potential targets almost anywhere on the globe. The contract signals growing trust by the intelligence establishment of a company whose owner has clashed with the administration of President Joe Biden and sparked controversy over the use of Starlink satellites connectivity in the Ukraine conflict, the sources said. The Wall Street Journal reported in February the existence of a $1.8 billion classified Starshield contract with an unknown intelligence agency without detailing the purposes of the program. Reuters disclosed for the first time that the SpaceX contract is a powerful new spy system with hundreds of satellites bearing Earth imaging capabilities that can operate as a swarm in low orbits, and that the spy agency Musk's company is working with is the NRO. Reuters was unable to determine when the new network of satellites will come online and could not establish which other companies were part of the program with their own contracts. According to China Daily, SpaceX, the world's largest satellite operator, did not respond to several requests for comment about the contract. Its role in it and details on satellite launches, the Pentagon referred a request for comment to the NRO and SpaceX. Lastly, in Southeast Asia, China's partnership with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations continues to strengthen, with China ranked as the region's most relevant and reliable partner for economic cooperation. A recent survey conducted by the Economic Research Institute for ASEAN and East Asia found that the ASEAN countries view China as an important partner for their future development, highlighting the importance of two-way communication and cooperation between ASEAN and its partners. ASEAN has emerged as China's biggest trading partner since 2022, overtaking the European Union, while China has been ASEAN's largest trading partner for over a decade.
China could maintain and sustain its economic growth and should continue to share growth with the ASEAN states, according to Wei Ling, professor of the School of International Relations at the University of International Business and Economics in Beijing. Wei said China needs to enhance its comprehensive strategic partnership and continue to nurture trust and build a friendship with ASEAN. That's all for today's podcast. Join us next time for more updates on the latest economic trends, technological innovations, and global partnerships shaping our world. For more on international news updates, please visit our website at www.chinadaily.com.cn.